welcome to Season 2, Episode 7 of the Stupid Boys Club, where you'll learn everything you need to be a fully functioning adult, just like us. Isn't that true, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every week. You'd think this is the bit we'd get good at. Well, let me introduce my team members. First up, in his usual position of silly mid-on, it's Jonesy. Hi, Jonesy.
Cricket reference.
You impressed?
I am, actually, yeah. Silly point you could have gone for.
Could I? Not heard of that one. Wow, okay. And then, as well as Jonesy, bent double behind the wicket with his hands all over our balls, it's Toby. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Very well. How are you?
Yes, good. Good. Well, and I'm, in this particular, apparently this is also a cricket term. I'm very au fait with cricket terms, as you can tell. I am short leg.
You are short leg, yes.
What does that mean?
It means that you're on the leg side, which if you imagine a batsman standing at the wicket
Moving
is
on.
Kind of...
How have you been this week? How's...
I was really excited to dispel my knowledge then, you fucker.
Oh, yes. Absolute nerd. Absolute nerd. How have you been? Have you you played any cricket recently? I don't know.
Sporting. Yeah. We haven't really been able to play many sports legally, which has presented a good excuse for me to be lazy. But I am looking forward to getting back to a spot of badminton and a bit of pool.
Yes. Oh, I love badminton. You thrashed me at badminton.
Oh, yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
On every time. Yeah. I haven't played you for about 3 years and I have been practicing in the meantime. So... We should get that back going again, shouldn't we? Absolutely.
Well, I just use the classic tactic against a short person, which is bring them into the net and then twat it over their head. So it's not rocket science. You think eventually you'd cotton on, but...
Interesting. Toby, how's your week been?
Yes, all good. Yeah, I'm a bit scared because episode about sport. I don't know anything about sport. So I think I'm going to be really good this week. Really have some good input.
Yeah, I was going to say whose stupid idea was this, but we all know it was Jonesy's idea. Jonesy, who knows everything.
Yeah, well, I don't like the typical sports like football or rugby. No, thank you.
The exciting ones.
I like sports that are like an endurance test, like golf. And my favourite, a 5-day test match in cricket. Which you really have to commit to.
Sounds so boring.
But it's great. Honestly, I just find it snooker as well. Snooker matches can go on for 3 days. And I just find it very relaxing and almost therapeutic to have it on in the background.
I agree with Toby. Not snooker.
Not a sport.
If you can do something whilst being morbidly obese, then it's not a sport. Actually, with the one exception of sumo wrestling.
Mm. Is WWE wrestling a sport? Discuss.
No, because it's the outcome's all planned, isn't it?
What?
Did you say discuss?
Discuss. But there is amateur wrestling where you can get someone in an arm lock and do all of that Olympic stuff. That's real sport.
Ooh.
But you could be fat in that and just sit on someone and pin them for 3. So I don't think your theory works, Alex.
I thought it was going to be a struggle for us to talk about sports. We're getting way ahead of ourselves because... We should cover off the last couple of weeks' events very briefly because you guys, congratulations, job changes. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm still Toby's boss. We've just both moved up a rung on the ladder. So Toby is now promotions manager.
Whoop, whoop. Yes.
At Revenge. And I am now... general manager, and I will actually be insisting that people call me General
Jones.
Yes, General.
I prefer Rear Admiral, I think, for you personally.
That's more better. When you reach the age of 50 or 60, you have to move into the Rear Admiral position.
And what this is very important. What perks do I get for being best of friends with people that run a nightclub?
Well, for one, you no longer have to bother me for DJ gigs now. Toby gets that honour of finding 101 ways to say no.
I don't think I've ever bothered you, have I? I think I've maybe back when I was playing professionally, yeah, maybe I did a little bit. But that's how you get gigs, really.
Well, maybe more pestered or mithered or nagged, but maybe not bothered. You're right.
You are right.
No, absolutely. That's fantastic. Well, I'm very, very pleased for you both.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Thanks. The most exciting thing that's happened in my work week, this past period is that I had a streaker on a Zoom call.
Oh yeah. which are you going to play the clip?
Well, yeah, I think we probably should, and then I'll explain to the audience. I'll do the setup. So this is the weekly event that I co-host with the Giftware Association, which is a very important and serious trade body for the UK retail industry.
Sounds thrilling.
It's great. It's for suppliers and retailers and blah blah blah. And we had about 14 people on this Zoom call, and we were streaming it live to the Giftware Association's Facebook and LinkedIn pages. And then this happened. Play the clip.
Does anyone else, before we wrap this up today, have any questions for our panel of experts while we have them? Or do our experts have any questions for any fellow attendees?
Lara's literally just arrived. Lara, welcome. We're ending in about 1 minute, so do come back next week. I think it's 10 a.m. I think we're going to be changing the time to 11 a.m. either next week or the week after, just to for a variety of reasons. But Lara, was there anything quickly from you, or can you come back next week? Oh my gosh, what it, wow, Lara needs to leave.
It was going so well as well, and when Chris asked me on Monday how did it go, well, for 59 minutes and 30 seconds it was fantastic. The last 30 somewhat were a little bit
not very PG,
a bit naughty.
Excellent. So there we have it. That was the lovely Lara making somewhat of an entrance on this very important video call.
Who is Lara? We need to discover who Lara is. Let's find Lara.
Hashtag who's loud Lara. I think that's what we should.
She was giving it some welly.
Oh, she was really going for it.
And some willy.
We currently have no idea. I mean, there's a few options. I mean, because this was a public Zoom, like the link, anyone could join it. So she either didn't realise she was unmuted and was enjoying herself in a different way to what's supposed to be planned for that meeting, or it was a streaker style disruptor, a pervert coming on and ruining our meeting. Thanks. There we go.
I have to say, I think Lara's discovered a new trend. Who knew that the weekly giftware catch up on Zoom could be such an aphrodisiac?
That's it. The most unexpected things are aphrodisiacs, you know.
Oysters. Who would have thought it?
I know. They're gross, aren't they? But yeah, there we go. From streakers to speakers, let's find out about this week's topic from Mrs. Crankwank. Wait a minute. Is she still a Mrs.?
No, she's Captain Crankwank, captain of the team.
Okay. Team captain. Good. Crankwank.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. Welcome to Stupid Boys Club Guide to Sport. Sport is an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. Some people argue that Grindr should be a sport. Much like in tennis, Toby can often be found on there, showing off his furry balls, in the hope some poor boy will smash him.
So there we go. Sports. Obviously Jonesy's idea. Are we all feeling very prepared to talk about sports? Have we done much sports in our lives?
Come on, the lads. That's what you do if you're a sports fan, isn't it? Cheer on your team.
Or if you're into Bukkake, one of the two. Spencer, how are you spelling cum, Toby?
Yes.
No, but do you know what? Fun fact, I Googled this the other day, and the official spelling of cum, as in ejaculate, is C-O-M-E.
No, that's true. Yeah, that is true. But it's I'd imagine it changed when people started to write things down. That's the only thing I can think. The two words you don't want to get confused.
So sorry, before people discovered the quill and pen.
Yeah. They were spelling it C-O-M-E.
But then, when was the need to spell it if you weren't writing it down? You don't say the letters out loud. I'm going to come on your face. That's C-O-M-E, if you're wondering.
Well, but that's the point. I'd imagine they had to figure out how to spell it to avoid that kind of confusion. I'm just going to come in your back door. Those kind of things need to be clarified.
Oh, I see. C-O-M-E. Okay.
Yeah. And then that's probably where writing came from, those kind of confusions.
Which form of came? Wait, that doesn't work.
I did quite a lot of sports actually as a kid. I'm down to, you know, badminton and health stuff now. What about you guys? Were you sporty kids, Toby?
I actually kind of was. I was on a lot of school teams. I was on like the football team. I was on the cricket team.
Were you the ball? Couldn't miss a wicket with that rolling down. Oh, what did you do in cricket, Toby? Were you a batsman, a bowler?
I was a bowler.
All right, okay.
I was a very good spin bowler.
Really?
Yeah.
You got flexible wrists.
I do have a very flexible wrist because as a big old puff, it's constantly limp.
Well, you got your puffy wrists from... They wouldn't be anywhere near as limp without your wrist action in... Masturbation? No, in cricket.
Well, ironically, that's pretty much the only sport I do now is the marathon wank.
Exactly.
That's well, Toby, that's not strictly true because I've heard you're quite into water sports.
Absolute lies.
Excellent. Talking of cricket, when I was a kid, so in my very first school, there was quite a... They tended to invent quite a lot of sports from my recollection. And one of them, which I was incredibly good at, was... How far can you throw a cricket ball? And it was like a proper sports day event and everything. And I was really good at it.
What
and
school were you going to?
This was, honestly, shout out Reigate St Mary's in Reigate. Obviously, I didn't really need to add that, did I? It was a primary school. So it was in there with, like, you know, egg and spoon rates and that kind of stuff. But also we did all the way up to like proper sports as well. But yeah, chuck a cricket ball. And to this day, and I can prove it to you, I don't think I've met anyone who can throw... a stone out into sea further than me.
You've got very weak arms.
Well, you'd think that, but it's all about technique, Josie.
What is your technique? Lob it as hard as you can.
Do you spin it with your finger as you throw it?
No, we're not hopping. We're not skipping stones.
No, but I thought
that
would give it extra velocity if you spin it.
It might do. Yeah, I guess discus you do, don't you? No. I mean, you can just chuck a stone really far. I was doing, I remember, honestly, I was doing like 45 meters as a teen. I was, wow. I guess it was less than teen, like 11 year old or something.
What led you to give that up? Was it an injury or?
It's not a real sport.
Ah, right. Okay.
That's right. Of course.
Yeah. So that was about it as a youth. I mean, I think I did football and stuff as well. I did a bit of rugby secondary school. That was fun. Really enjoyed that. Yeah.
How are you anywhere near capable at rugby, Alex? You're tiny.
No, no, but I'm wiry. I'm nippy.
Oh, you can slip through the big ones.
Quite fearless. I think I was either a hooker.
Yep.
Or like scrum half, whichever it was. You know, the one that didn't have to get in the big cuddle.
Oh, you were the one that just picked the ball out afterwards and threw it, screaming.
Or legged it, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was a bit jealous because there was a lot of short grabbing in those big cuddles, but yeah.
Ooh, Hashtag me too.
Did you must have done sports as a kid, Jonesy?
Yeah, I used to be really into sports, and then I had quite a traumatic experience at summer camp. I must have been
nothing to do with sports.
Yeah, the PE teacher,
camp master Jim.
No, it was one of these like summer clubs where you would play sport in between the kind of school terms. And my mum dropped me off. It was the first day and it was in the sports hall and they were playing like a version of rounders indoors. Now, I'd never played rounders at this point. And rounders is one of those sports you play at school, but no one watches professional rounders, do they?
Is it a professional sport?
It's like cricket ball throwing. It just disappears after school. It's such a disappointment.
Think schools would adapt because you could be amazing at rounders.
Isn't rounders just baseball, though?
It's basically baseball for toddlers, pretty much. So anyway, I didn't know how to play baseball. I didn't know how to play rounders. Turned up into this school hall, and my mum was like, go on, Stephen, run on in. And I ran in, and the coach, the teacher, was like, oh, you can go on first base because little Timmy's having a poo. So I ran to first base and I was thinking, I don't know what the fuck is first base. I don't know what I'm doing. What is this sport? First person, little kid hits a shot. It kind of squirts along the floor, goes straight to me at first base. I pick it up and everyone's screaming at me and I can't hear what's happening because there's just hundreds of voices overlapping. So rather than tag the base like I'm meant to, I
panic.
Please
tell me you wet yourself.
No, not on this occasion. But I just threw the ball back to the bowler, not knowing that I was meant to tag the base. The batsman made it to first base safely. Cue dozens of spiteful children going, for fuck's sake, or the equivalent of what they say at that age. And since then, I've never played a team sport because I'm terrified of letting the side down.
That's so traumatic. Oh, I feel for you. I feel your pain.
I like solo sports where the onus is totally on me, where it's really like you're in the zone, like golf or pool, where you just get stuck in your head and hate yourself. That's the sport for me.
Wow. It's a shame. Team sports are a beautiful thing. It's something, yeah, I think it's something everyone should do. I dislocated my neck playing hockey, actually, and that didn't stop me.
We can only assume it was the lure of the 10-year-old dressing room that kept you coming back for repeated games. Hey. And that moment where you shared a communal shower and whipped each other on the bum with your towels. Does that happen?
Just wants to look up the definition of projection. I think we need to discuss this at length on another episode. Maybe this is a new adult concept we need to discuss. A whole episode about it. Toby, did you do sports days?
Yeah, I did. I did sports days at school. Weirdly, one of my favourite days when I was a teacher was sports day, because you just got to have fun playing with like beanbags and stuff and like just having your own separate tournament of high jump or whatever. But as a kid, traumatizing. There was time probably where I was about 13 or 14 and it was like the annual sports day. So the entire school was there. Parents would come down to watch their kids and stuff. Just watch them run around the circle. What's it called? The track.
Track.
The field. The track.
Something like that.
The running circle.
Mm.
So great stuff. Sun was shining. Everyone's in great spirits. And on that day, I was running the 400-meter race, which is once around the running circle. Easy, no bother. But what I didn't realise was when I got to the kind of starting point, I noticed that my underwear was very loose. To the point where I could feel a slight breeze on my mid-pubescent trouser worm.
And what? Did you have pubes at this point, Toby?
We don't need to know that.
The pubes aren't integral to the story, James.
No, but it could create like it could. I'm just trying to visualise it. It could create a natural barrier for the wind.
But basically, we weren't allowed to wear joggers on sports day. We had to wear these really thin and loose, like PE shorts. I'm sure you know the ones.
I love the PE shorts.
Like a bit of crepe paper.
Quite sexy, actually.
Not sexy.
No, but when you're that age,
not sexy.
Right, okay. I've still got mine.
Excuse me, is that Operation Yew Tree?
No, I still got mine because they're really comfy. bit skimpy, but anyway.
So, had to wear these PE shorts because obviously they're nobody's friends when like you think that your penis is about to be seen by the entire school. Mm. Now the race started and I had to combine what basically was like a solid running attempt whilst also pulling down my shorts simultaneously.
Pulling them down.
So yeah, because I didn't want them to pop out the penis to pop out one of the short legs because they're very short. So I was having to run, but also at the same time, just trying to pull these trousers down so that no one saw my 13-year-old bell end.
So got it. So when you say that they were loose around the leg.
They were loose around the leg. Yeah. And obviously when you run, they ride up, don't they?
As a side note, great name for a new Netflix show, that My 13-year-old bell end. It'll be a massive hit for millennial. It's like the new Adrian Moles diary.
Anyway, so when I was going around the running circle, I had to do what I basically looked like Quasimodo, hunched back and like on the wonk slightly with a shoulder kind of bent down. So as I was trying to pull these down, and also my hands were kind of pinned to my shorts, so I was running like a kind of...
Like a penguin.
Yeah, like a little penguin.
So yeah, I'd look like some kind of like back legless centaur who's just discovering how to walk for the first time. But luckily, Belen didn't pop out. And aside from looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And did you win?
No, absolutely not. No.
All right. Okay. Because of Belen.
Because of Belen problems.
So we talked at the top about how much we know about sports. And I have prepared for you a little quiz to put that to the test, so to see if Jonesy is really as knowledgeable as he thinks in the world of sports. Yes, I know you love a little quiz. Well, what do you want to do? So I've got real or no real sports or real or no real sports people.
A bit of both. Just pick out the best.
No, absolutely not. There's an order to these things that has to be done, I'm afraid. I'm going to go real or no real sports, first of all, and I'll keep score. So very simple. These are sports. I've either made them up or they're real. If they're real, they are still played in the world today. I wanted to give you that so that I didn't go, you know, I didn't go dipping into sports from a million years ago.
Okay.
So here we go. Let's get going with number one. Oh, can we use the grandstand music under this? Probably not.
We have in a previous episode.
Do it. Do it again. Okay, here we go. Sport number one, real or no real, toe wrestling. Toe wrestling.
I reckon people with foot fetishes would be very into that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you a description of the sport before you commit, just very quickly. The two competitors place their foot on the toedium. The referee... The referee says 3-2-1 toes away, and they just compete to push the other person's foot to the far side of the toedium.
That description reeks of you, so I'm going to say no real.
Oh, okay. Jamesy?
Yeah, I was going to say real until you just ruined it, so I'm going to say
until
no
the
real.
Word toedium came out.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're both incorrect. That is a real sport founded in Staffordshire in the UK in the 1970s, and 50 years later, still no one gives a fuck about it. No one's ever heard of it. So,
from Shakespeare to toe wrestling.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Yeah,
no, hang on.
Staffordshire. No, that he was from Stratford.
I'm thinking of Stratford, yeah. Different.
Knows a lot about sport, not much else.
Not a lot about geography.
Okay, sport number two, real or no real, genital topiary. Genital topiary.
What's topiary?
Well, you're about to find out. It is. So this is very simply competitive hedge cutting must feature genitals.
I thought it was the smelly stuff that you put in bathrooms.
No,
that
is potpourri.
Close. It's a good rhyme, though, rhyming potpourri with topiary.
Yeah, very good. But yeah, no, this is genital topiary. Competitive hedge cutting must feature genitals. Real or no real?
Right.
I'm going no real.
I'm going to go real.
Sorry, Toby, I made that one up. That is not real. 1 point to Jonesy. Very good indeed. Okay, sport number three. This is a good one, this. Chess boxing. Players compete in 11 alternating rounds of chess and boxing.
What the fuck is this, Alex? No real.
No?
I'm going to go real.
It is real. Formed in 1992. Also quite big in the UK. 6 rounds of speed chess and then 5 rounds of boxing. Amazing, right?
Okay.
Not a sport, chess.
No, but chess boxing, I think that turns it.
Just, I think
okay.
That is, yeah.
Couple more sports. Number four, real or no real, genital topiary.
You've just done that one.
We've just done that.
No, no, no. This is pubic trimming.
Fuck off!
A creative competition. That is number four, genital topiary. Pubic trimming, a creative competition.
I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to go real.
Yes! Not real. No, I doubled down on the genital topiary fake,
damn
I'm afraid,
you.
There. Okay, last real sport, shin kicking. Two men kick each other in the shin. Two men kick each other in the shin until one falls over.
I'm going to go real. I'm going to go fuck it. I imagine they could play that in, like, Eastern Europe.
Shin kicking. No real.
Oh, Toby, you're the worst. That is real.
That is 3-0 currently, Tony.
3-0 to Jonesy. And that was also invented in the UK. Admittedly, it's been played like since the 1700s, but it looks a bit like judo to watch, but it is still a thing today. Ooh. So there we go. Well done, guys. Okay. This is now our quickfire round. You're going to enjoy this. Real or no real sports person names. We've all heard of Fanny Schmeller, thanks to The Chase. But how about these? It's 3-0. You've got to fucking get pull your sporting finger out your ass, Toby. Number one, Gaylord Silly.
I'm going to go real. I think Gaylord is... Isn't Gaylord a really... like what you say to someone that's really hairy?
tell you what, isn't it an ice cream in Australia, a Golden Gaylord? Sorry, it's a Golden Gay time, not a Golden Gay.
Oh, well, close, very close. The,
Australian ice cream. I'm going to go no real on Gaylord Harry. What's his name?
Gaylord Silly.
Gaylord Silly.
Gaylord Silly.
Jonesy, real or no real?
I'm going real.
It is real. 4-0. He is a distance runner from the Seychelles. Okay, number two, real or no real? Rusty c***s.
I'm going to say, I think that's real.
Okay. Toby?
There's no way someone's called Rusty C***. No real.
Okay. That is real. He is a baseball player.
You're rubbish.
What is going on?
He's a baseball player that never got past first base, apparently. Okay.
Well, there we go.
What, Rusty C***?
Real or no real? Number three, Gaping Moore.
Gaping Moore.
I'm going to say no real. I can't imagine anyone would call their child Gaping.
Gaping Moore. I could go with Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty. Good old Rusty.
Real.
That is not real. That is a fake one.
Piss on my chips.
Toby, you're the worst at this game. Okay.
6-0, if you're keeping track.
Number four, Ricky Van Wolfswinkle. Just quite a nice name, isn't it? Real or no real?
Ricky. That stinks of you making it up. I'm going no real.
Jonesy?
Yeah, I think no real as well.
That one is real. He's a footballer, I'm afraid. So hard luck. Wow, this is quite... I'm impressed. Okay, number five. Real or no real? Dick Trickle. Dick Trickle.
Oh, I want this to be real so badly.
I'm going to go... real for Dick Trickle.
Okay.
I'm going to go no real just to split the difference.
Finally, Toby. Yes, Dick Trickle is Dick Trickle is a NASCAR driver. Well done.
Wow.
Okay, we're in the home straight, guys. Number six, Titty Backclap. Titty Backclap.
Okay, I'm going to go no real because you can't even pronounce it.
Toby, real or no real?
Real.
Oh,
fuck
don't
it.
Be stupid, Toby. That one is fake. Number seven. Number seven. Harry Colon.
I'm going to go real.
Okay.
Okay, in that case, no real.
No, that one is real. He is an American football player.
Very good indeed.
Okay, here we go. We're on to my second favourite sports name of the day. Doesn't mean I didn't make it up. Number eight, it's Ron Tugnut. Ron Tugnut.
I'm going to go real.
I'm going no real on that one.
That one is real.
I love the name Ron. Oh, yes.
He plays
ice hockey.
How many
more of these are there, Alex? I've got just dinner in 2 hours.
Okay, two more. Number nine, Nana Takes It.
Piss off! No real.
Yeah, no, that one is fake. Okay, a point for both of you. Number 10.
Nana Takes.
Number 10.
Yep.
Tokyo Sex Whale.
What? Oh, do you know what? Just for shits and giggles, real.
No real.
That's real. God, Toby.
10-1. Fuck.
11-1, I made it, actually. Because
oh, was
you
it?
Got,
I lost
yeah,
count.
You got Nana Takes It. Well, it was a marathon.
No, right.
Of a quiz, wasn't it? Amazing. Wonderful. Well, congratulations, Jonesy. Toby, you were rubbish. I guess actually that kind of proves the point.
It does. I'm a sporting know-how is exceptional.
Big fan of a Dick Trickle. Well done. Mm.
So, obviously, we've been talking a lot about sports that exist, which are all rubbish and boring and been done to death. So, what I thought is we could make up some sports, but I've come up with an entirely new sporting event.
Okay.
Really? Wow, that's some preparation.
Thank you.
Very impressed.
I thought we could put on the Gay Olympics.
Yes!
Yes! That's brilliant! Queen. Finger so, click.
I think there's a real lack of LGBTQ plus sports. And
as in only for the gays. So yeah. These are sports that straight people are not allowed to get involved with. Okay, right.
So I've got a few sports that will be played at the Gay Olympics. And I just wanted to get your thoughts, see if they're a goer or a noer.
Can I just say, knowing your sense of humour, Toby, I'm prepared to be horrified. Okay. I think I'm already feeling a little bit queasy.
Yeah, same.
Just wondering how many times bum holes and jizz is going to be mentioned. So
or soggy biscuit.
You yeah. know me so well.
Okay, go for it. I'd love to hear about this.
Okay, so ice cocky.
Yeah, right.
And how's that? You're just, right, Toby, one thing that we've learned about you is you come up with the name, but there's no thought to the concept itself.
Well, no, but I just thought, you know, maybe like a dildo rather than a puck.
So you're just twatting a dildo around an ice rink.
Oh, it yeah. sounds so good.
Doesn't it?
Okay, sure.
I want to. Yeah, great. Good.
In a similar vein, cock climbing.
So cocks, dildos instead of hand grabs.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you didn't think there were actual human a human tower that you have to climb up.
Well, I did. Yeah, I kind of did, I guess. I thought just a massive penis-shaped rock wall.
Oh,
climbing wall.
No, I thought, you know, when you make a human tower, everyone stands on each other's shoulders. I thought you wanted 20 people, 20 men in a pyramid with erections, and you have to use their penises to climb up. That's better. Okay. Admit it.
See, that is better actually. But so what you actually mean is like normal rock climbing, but instead of whatever those things are that they put it, because they put things into the hole, don't they? Like a pickaxe. They just have like a bag full of dildos and jam those in to climb the wall. Okay, yeah.
Sounds hot.
I think that's fun.
Cool. I've just put muff diving.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can see. I can't imagine Tom Daly doing that.
No. Archery.
I knew these were just going to be a load of puns.
Archery. So is this where you have to fire into an arse?
Maybe fire into it, yeah.
I'm assuming, by the way, you've got butt plug ring toss on here.
That's obviously on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Along with the biathlon.
What, so bisexual people?
Bisexual people probably doing a triathlon, yeah. And then I've got my favourite, I've left my favourite until last.
This is so bad. Is this definitely content? This is definitely podcast material. Great.
This is good content, Alex. Good content.
Good.
Okay, the jizzcus.
No, it's bullshit.
Okay. How's that work, Toby?
Cummy disc.
Just a cummy
disc. It's a cummy disc, of course. Okay.
Yep. Synchronized rimming.
Yeah. Okay.
This is glorious.
The 100 meter crack stroke.
Yeah.
And then I saved my favorite till last, the whole vault.
The whole vault. Is that there's that point where they ram the pole into the ground?
Yeah.
It's just a man lying there, spread eagled.
Yeah.
Come on.
There we go. So get your tickets.
Well, when you first told us you were doing this, Toby, I thought you were going to go the slightly more intellectual route and think about gay culture and be like, okay, we're going to have the slut dropping championships or the finger clicking championships or
nice.
Who can say yes, queen, the loudest. But,
nope.
But no. It's just basically just Pornhub.
Whole vault.
Horrendous.
Very good. Very good. It's funny, actually, that you've invented an entire event there, Toby, because I once actually have invented a real sport that I have played on more than one occasion with friends, which I don't think it would fit in the Gay Olympics, but it's any kind of sexy Olympics. Crabbing.
Right.
It's called crabbing. So honestly, it's so much fun. What you have to do. And can we avoid any paedophile jokes after what I'm about to say? You
sure.
get into a, you get into the kids' swimming pool, right? Control yourself.
What?
Control yourself. You get into the kids' swimming pool because you need low water depth. That's the only reason
or
why.
The shallow end of the adult pool. You don't have to go into the kids' one, Alex. Who told you that?
Yeah, no, fair point.
You need
3 foot of water, so you can basically so that you can be on your back like you're floating, but you've got your hands on the floor, so you're holding yourself
like
up in the water,
right,
like a crab. But your legs, you then battle your opponent with your legs, so you're basically like wrestling each other with your legs, and you're keeping your hands on the bottom of the swimming pool. And you basically have to turn each other. The goal is to turn the other person over, get them under. Like, so you're like battling with legs to turn each other over. And there we go. That's the game of crabbing. Great fun. A lot of fun. There we go. Give that a go.
I've also invented a game.
Okay.
Right.
Yet to test it, but I'm up for it if you two are.
Yeah.
Penis lightsabers.
No, absolutely not.
And the best part about it is you have to choose your penis lightsaber colour and paint your penis red, right, blue. I think Mace Windu's was purple. So, yeah. And then it's just, I haven't really worked out what the end goal is, but I think it's like submit, like the person who submits out of sheer broken cock loses.
God. It's a bit like a thumb war, but with penises.
Yeah, but it's hard to knock a penis clean off, isn't it? So, yeah, there you go.
Good. Okay, great. I'll bring my dad.
Why?
What? Why?
I don't think, Alex, I don't think he can get it up at his age. And so,
oh, God, right.
Less of a lightsaber, more.
A limp saber.
A limp, a limp saber.
Penis limp sabers. So as we've already realised in this episode, it's very hard to talk about sport without making sexual connotations and innuendos. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically impossible. So with that in mind, for the second time in our great run of Stupid Boys Clubs episode, ooh, are you ready to play Sporting Innuendos?
Yes! Ah, oh, this was a real highlight. What a joy. Yes, bring it back.
We need buzzwords for this. So not to objectify sports people, but as buzzer sounds, why don't you come up with either the sport that you find sexiest or the sports person you find sexiest. So for example, Toby, ooh, your buzzword could be Claire Balding.
Toby wishes people found Claire Balding.
<He'd be in denial. laughs> Okay, so go on then, Alex, what's yours?
Oh, javelin.
Really?
Woof.
Toby?
Charles Leclerc.
Who's? Oh, right. What, more than Tom Daley?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a diver?
No, Charles Leclerc is a very attractive Formula One driver from Monaco, I believe, who I've met in person. Ooh. And is,
oh, God, of course, yeah.
Très attractive. Très attractive.
Although that could, I could, because it's quite wordy that I might just shout out Jizkus.
Nice.
Sure, okay. So we've got Jizkus and Javelin.
Yeah.
Okay, we ready? Music, please.
Can you just explain the rules again? What are we doing?
I'm sorry. I'm going to give
do this
you
all the time. We know how to play your stupid games.
I'm going to read you a real like line of commentary that's been said about the sport, and you have to name the sport, and it happens to be an innuendo.
Okay, cool. And this is because you were too lazy to clip up the actual audio.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid for this shit, so I'll just say it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, ready?
Yes.
He really can do magnificent things with his wood.
Right. Javelin.
Yeah.
Cricket.
No. Toby, no. I'm going to let you.
Jizkus. Golf.
It is golf because you can have a 3-wood, a 5-wood, or a driver.
How many wood do you get at the golf?
3 inches. Sorry, 3 wood. Okay, 1 point to Toby. Next one. He's kissed the pink but holds the brown.
Jizkus!
Javelin. Oh, I think
that was this guy.
Just Alex.
Yes! Definitely snooker.
Snooker, 1-1. Okay, next one. This one's a bit harder, I think. Excuse the pun. So, here we go. The cocks are really picking up the pace now, elegantly sliding through.
Javelin.
Go on.
I do know stuff about sports. This is going to be rowing, something like...
It is rowing.
Like the old Oxford-Cambridge malarkey, because they have a cox. And the ones where they don't have a cox on the boat are called coxless.
Are they the ones that sit on back of boat saying stroke?
Yes, basically that's it. It's the sports equivalent of a conductor, only even easier.
Or an ugly person at an orgy.
Oh, that's...
What a sad image. Toby, how does that feel?
He wishes he could get more than one person at a time. Okay. He's absolutely smashed that cock.
Javelin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Go on, Alex.
Badminton.
It is badminton. 3-1 to Alex.
But it sounds a lot. It sounds a lot like cock sabers.
It does. It does, actually. Same difference. Okay, 3-1 to Alex. She rode the stallion too hard and he stopped at the bush.
Discus.
Javelin.
Oh, yeah, go on, Toby.
The one with the horses where they jump over the bush.
Yeah, I'll take that, like the Grand National. So, yeah.
What's that called?
Horse racing.
Horse jumpy facing, horse, fencing. Because right, okay.
That's not dressage, is it? That's where they make the horses dance.
No, yeah, that is the most pointless sport.
That's an awful sport, that. Yeah.
Okay, next one. 3-2 to Alex. The big Cuban opened his legs and showed his class. The big Cuban. Go on, Alex.
I think it's football.
No, it's not. Toby, I'll give you a guess and then...
Judo.
No, it's 400 and 800 metre runner, nicknamed El Caballo, which is Mexican for the horse. He was named such for his muscular appearance and 9-foot stride. A 9-foot stride is fucking ridiculous.
Wow, that is huge, isn't it? That was, in fairness, that's what I was thinking when they said opened his legs. When I said football, I was thinking about speed. Speed. Yeah. Someone
got
running
you.
Fast. But wow.
Okay. So 3-2 to Alex still. Here's another one. What does it feel like being rammed up the backside by your teammate?
Javelin.
Yeah.
That's got to be... It's racing of cars. It'll be something like Formula One or NASCAR or something.
I will take that. And actually, that was a question posed to Charles Leclerc there in Formula One. So there you go. So 4-2 to Alex.
Yes.
You got 3 left, so you need all 3 to win. Maybe. Okay, this is another actual quote from a commentator. Some weeks he likes to use Fanny. Other weeks he prefers to play with himself.
Oh, come on.
This is a real quote from a professional commentator.
What on earth could that be?
Sometimes he likes to use Fanny.
Other weeks he prefers to play with himself.
So this must be something where, like, you can play doubles and he
Jizz invites... Case.
Go on, Toby.
Tennis?
No. Alex, guess for you.
I was heading in that direction. Badminton.
No, I can tell you this is golf. And it was describing British golfer Nick Faldo, whose caddy was called Fanny Sunnerson. Some weeks he likes to use Fanny, other weeks he prefers to play with himself.
Excellent.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay, so still 4-2. Penultimate one. What an outrageous backdoor slider.
Javelin. That has to be football. That's got to be football.
No,
though.
It's not.
What? Backdoor.
Think about where you slide. Go on, Toby.
Oh, Jizkus. Curling.
Oh, no.
No, I can tell you it's actually baseball. And a backdoor slider is I deceived you slightly there because I was thinking they kind of slide into the bases, but
well,
it's actually a type of ball that you throw. There
okay.
Go.
Here we go.
And finally, purely playing for Pride now, Toby. This is probably my favourite.
What Pride?
Okay. I saw her snatch this morning during her warm-up and it was amazing. I saw her snatch this morning during her warm-up and it was amazing.
God. Snatch. Now, I feel like I've heard that sporting term before, the snatch, but I think it's in rugby or like or American football. So I'm not, don't you take that as my answer, Jonesy.
I'm waiting for someone to buzz.
Her snatch. So it's got to be, okay, javelin.
Mm.
It's going to be rugby.
False. Oh. Toby, it's all down to you.
I don't know. So I'm going to say baseball.
No, you just can't think of any other sports other than the ones that I've already said, basically. So I can tell you that one. What do you snatch in? Weightlifting.
Oh, snatch. I knew I'd heard the term. Damn it.
It's when you like lift it up, I think, isn't it? The weight. Yeah. You snatch.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
So you saw a snatch and it was amazing. There you go.
Amazing. Thank you.
So, Alex, beautiful. You know slightly more about Toby, who knows nothing about sport. There we go.
Woo! I'd like Toby your shit.
And I think that's the final whistle.
Oh, you dickhead.
Oh, but hang on. We're going into extra time.
Oh, piss off.
So, just a sporting analogy there to tell you that, yeah, that's almost time for the end of the episode. So, before we get on to our cracking final joke, just a plea to our listeners that if you enjoyed this episode, even slightly, we would very much appreciate you spreading the word, particularly to your sporting friends, so that they can learn what sport isn't and enjoy some other sports, potentially like penis lightsabers. So share it on socials so that this podcast can grow exponentially as it is currently. I think we're up to how many listeners a week, Alex?
Oh, it must be
5.
Near like 80. 80 to 100, you know?
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
Let's get into the consistent hundreds. That would be nice. So,
shall we?
Give us a share. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram, which Alex is very hot on updating.
At stupidboys.club, I think.
That was it.
Good.
Great. Good sell.
Nice. Well done. Good. Who's got before a hilarious outro, one of you's got a hilarious outro, right?
I've got a joke. I don't know if it's a good one.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll do a news poetry headline that I've enjoyed this week. And if your joke isn't funny, we'll just cut it.
Okay, good.
Deal? Cool. So, can we have a theme tune? It's been a while. News poetry headline, theme tune, go. Start with the setup, follow with a rhyme. It's time for poetry news headline. So for anyone that hasn't listened before, news poetry headline, it's a little game we like to play where we make a nice poem based around a headline piece of news that's cropped up. And this particular news story, I think it's very important that we all get this message out here. In fact, it's really, really important that we strongly push this message out to our listeners and they share it with their friends, because this is a new trend for health that doctors are strongly warning against. Okay.
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 Definitely shouldn't be doing this. Here we go. Here's my poem. Winter is nice, but summer is finer. It's very dangerous to put garlic in your vagina.
Oh my God, are people doing that?
Apparently, there's an old wives' tale about it being a cure for thrush, and it's not true. Don't do it. Keep that garlic away from your fanny schmeller.
Keeps the vampires out.
True.
Would you like my joke?
Yeah, hit us with it. Come on.
I've actually got two, one which is a bit more kind of topical. And then one which is just disgusting. So let's go for the topical one first. I say it's topical. He's back in the news. A lion would never cheat on his wife, but a tiger would.
Good.
Yeah.
Because golf.
Oh, well done, Toby.
Yeah.
You've heard of one.
Well done.
Mm. That's good.
Okay. And the actual joke is losing my virginity was a lot like losing my first football game. It hurt a lot, but at least my dad came.
That's amazing. Well done. Thank you all for joining. Thank you both for joining. Thank you, our lovely listeners. We'll see you next episode. Bye-bye. Bye.